morning. Welcome to Senate Finance. Today is Monday, November 2nd, 2015. If you're joining us off-net or online, this is Senator Anna McKinnon. We are in Juneau, Alaska, at Alaska State Capitol, Room 205, the Butrovich Room. With me this morning, Co-Chairman Kelly.
Good morning.
Vice Chairman Achicki.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Senator Bishop.
Good morning, Madam Chairwoman.
Senator Hoffman.
Good morning.
Senator Dunleavy. And Senator Olson.
Good morning, Madam Chairman.
Good morning to everyone joining us. Also in the audience this morning, Senator Giesel, Senator Costello, Senator Coghill, Representative Josephson, and I'm sure the other staff as well as legislative team is listening online. Before the bill, before the committee this morning is SB 3001. We have a CS before us. That CS proposes, with support of the administration, to buy out our partner in the Alaska LNG project, TransCanada. It proposes to support a new work program and budget for our partners through FY16. And it asks for a supplemental appropriation of just over $13 million in a supplemental appropriation, $10 million of that to the Department of Law, and the other $3 million is divided between the Department of Revenue and the Department of Natural Resources. Senator Kelly, if I could have a motion.
From committee?
No.
Just from the
We're still working.
Madam Chair, I move CS for Senate Bill number 3001, Finance, version 29-GS3812/I as our working document.
I'll object for purposes of understanding the changes. Ms. Pierre.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Laura Pierre, and I'm staff to Senator McKinnon. I will walk through section by section and just compare the difference between the P version that we went over a couple days ago and the version you have in front of you now. In section one, we changed the name of TransCanada. We updated that per a conversation I had with TransCanada and an email with the proper entity name. That's TransCanada Alaska Midstream Partnership. And that's on page one, line 9 and 10. Section two, found on page 1, line 13, the Department of Natural Resources was inserted following the word assist. On page 2, line 2, the following language was inserted. Money may be expended from the appropriation made in this section only for work completed during the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2016. And this just gets to the fiscal year. The appropriations made in this are for the fiscal year 2016. Section 3, on page 2, line 4, the amount being appropriated to the Department of Natural Resources has been revised. It was originally $2,126,000. It's been decreased to $1,849,500. This was from the administration. They looked into it further and determined that they didn't need as much money as they thought they did. Also in section 3, page 2, line 9, this is another update to TransCanada's name in the bill. And then also in section 3, page 2, line 10, that same language was inserted that was inserted previously in section 2, stating that this work is only for the FY16. Section 4, on page 2, line 13, the amount being appropriated to the Department of Revenue was also revised. It originally was for $1,381,000, and it has been decreased to $1,045,000. Again, in this section, we added the language at the end stating that this money is for FY16. Section 5, again, the TransCanada name was updated. Section 6 had no changes, Section 7 had no changes, and Section 8, this is the contingency language. Originally, the contingency language was only for Section 5B. That's been revised to reflect that it's also sections 2 through 4, so the agencies would not receive the appropriation unless the work plan, work program, and budget were adopted. And then also in Section 8, the contingency language, the names of the partners or the other companies in the AK Energy project, their names have been updated, and this was in consultation with the partners to properly reflect their titles. And those are the changes.
Thank you, Ms. Pierre. Are there comments or questions from committee members? Senator Machicki.
Just one question, Ms. Pierre. You described the reason, or you explained the reason for the reduction. In the earlier section, in Section 3, what was the reason for the change of the number in Section 4 for the Department of Revenue total?
Through the Chair, Senator Machicki, same reasoning. It was a revised number that we received from the administration stating that they looked into it more and felt that a lower number was more appropriate.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. I'll withdraw my objection in adopting the CS. Is there further objection? Seeing none, the CS for Senate Bill number 3001, Finance 29-GS3812/I, is before the committee. Commissioner Myers, if I could ask you to the mic, is there anyone here from the Department of Revenue? Mr. Burnett, if you could identify yourself for the record and provide the committee the rationale for the decrease so that we're clear on the budget and what was presented before, what has changed. Commissioner Myers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Mark Myers, Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources. The reduction in the ask from Department of Natural Resources relates to work being done by the Division of Oil and Gas to support the issue and work out of the Commissioner's office. So, as you know, Deputy Commissioner Rutherford's full-time job is not the gas line, but she has been basically spending 50% more of her time. We're going to reallocate within our office and the Commissioner's office to manage her costs associated with that and workload. So we thought we could handle that. On the geological and geophysical side, we have a lot of folks working in terms of looking at the gas itself, warranting the gas supply, negotiating the flattening of the royalty rates, et cetera. But it's a relative, but we have enough support in that department to slide and move around workload. So I think we can manage that. The two commercial analyst positions that were 70-80% time gas line are really not doing a lot of key work with royalty reopeners, lease sale terms, and royalty sales, oil sales that really needs to be done in the next 6 months. So we look to backfill those positions. So that's where the reductions were. The reductions were keep the two, backfill the commercial analyst positions. We already have two vacancies in the department, so it's filling two existing vacancies for the period of time necessary. And then the other positions, we're going to just manage the workload. And that was the reduction. The commissioner's office and the GNG people are going to, geology and geophysics people, we're going to manage that piece of the workload.
Commissioner Myers, is there anything, have you had an opportunity to review the bill, and is the bill satisfactory for the department that you can implement what you need to do on behalf of advancing an Alaska natural gas pipeline?
Madam Chair, I firmly believe it is, that you've done a great job of looking at the resource needs of the department. And certainly with respect to the assistance from the Department of Law, we're working as a team in respect to revenue and DNR. Many of these decisions are made in consultations with the Department of Revenue since their tax gas is going in. So I feel strong in the partnership and that within the bill we have the adequate resources we need for through this fiscal year to work hard in getting to success in the negotiations.
Senator Kelly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner, I just wanted to say that the money that's coming out of that's being used in the supplemental, that the discussion about the gas line all of a sudden gets thrown into the budget discussion. And I just want to reassure the people of Alaska that certainly from the Senate's point of view, we need to keep those separate. So as you bring a supplemental appropriation before the Finance Committee, you didn't get a lot of pushback. Though we don't like to play games with, you know, raising supplementals 1 year and dropping them the next, those kinds of, you've seen those before, those kinds of games. Nothing like that is going on, and I think there's a lot of support in the committee to make sure that the gas line is separate from some of these budget problems.
Senator Kelly, would you like? Madam Chair, would you like a response to that or no?
Commissioner Myers, if you have a response, we're welcome to, we'd love to hear it.
We really see the gas line as you know, a critical effort, and we're at a critical time to negotiate it. So when we've asked for these resources, these are resources really focused, razor-focused on getting through the complex commercial negotiation stage of the gas line right now. And having these sorts of resources means we can bring professional teams to that to meet our goals and objective and protect the state's interest. So I think I'm feeling very comfortable we're adequately staffed for this fit and purpose, and this really is the challenge. Before was I was pulling resources off of other areas to do the gas line, and we were strained. And so this allows us for the next 6 months to really focus that gas team as a team on this particular effort. So thank you.
Senator Kelly, follow up.
I completely agree with you, and you'll notice the committee isn't saying no because you can't do this because it's going to raise our 2016 budget levels, and we're just not getting into those conversations. We have to keep those conversations separate. We can only do the gas line that we can afford, and we understand that, but we can't pull this project down into nickel and dime budget fights. These are big numbers, don't get me wrong. I mean, the amount of money we're spending here at this committee today is not a small amount of number. It is not nickel and dimes from most people's perspective. But in relation to the larger project, this isn't something we should get too carried away with. We got to get this thing done.
Thank you for those comments, Senator Kelly and Commissioner Myers. Moving on to the Department of Revenue, Deputy Commissioner Burnett, please.
For the record, Jerry Burnett, Deputy Commissioner, Department of Revenue. I can just repeat what Commissioner Meyer said, except change the names and the people, pretty much. But what we focused on in the revised numbers is retaining capacity for the audit masters and commercial analysts that were working on this project, where we need to put them back into doing the core work of the tax division. And they've been tasked to such a large extent on the gas line that there's work in the tax division that's not being done. The other positions, we were able to reallocate our deputy commissioner's time. We can reallocate time there. And some of the other people in our economic research group that are working on this full time, we reprioritized work to make this reduction. But we want to make sure that the core functions of the tax division are taken care of and that those audit masters are able to focus on the work that needs to be done.
Any questions for Deputy Commissioner Burnett? Deputy Commissioner, the legislature, in consultation with the Department of Revenue, attempted to reduce your budget last year. And those were done in consultation, not in a silo. I don't think that you were hit with anything unexpected. And so as we look to revenues budget this next year, we will be looking to you for some leadership and understanding how we can make sure that we are investing Alaska's money in what we can do. The supplemental for the Department of Revenue is somewhat more difficult, at least for me, than the Department of Natural Resources. And so it wasn't a surprise that those positions were not there.
Right. Now, Madam Chair, if I could just, we've worked very closely with you in the past. You've been our subcommittee chair, and so we've worked very closely with you. One thing that happened that we didn't expect this year is that there was the appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources that was reduced in the budget had money that would have been RSA'd to our department to do this work. And so our budget was put together with the assumption of that. And also the timing on this has gone farther than we expected. So
thank you, Deputy Commissioner. I can appreciate that. We very much see the opportunity for the Alaska LNG project, and we very much see and recognize the reality of our current fiscal situation. And so we are trying to keep an eye on both of those. So, gentlemen, thank you for coming today and for giving Senate Finance a bit of additional information. We do have people coming in from the airport right now trying to get to us. The Attorney General was on that plane. So was Deputy Commissioner Rutherford, who has joined us. So right now, in hopes that we have the Attorney General available to us to speak to the bill before us. I will divert now to online. For the committee's edification, online is Frank Richards, Bruce Tangeman, and Fritz Krusen from Alaska Gasline Development Corporation. Mr. Dan Fasky is en route to the Capitol also and should be available sometime soon. Since he has not arrived yet, I'd like to go to Mr. Bruce Tangeman from AGDC. Mr. Tangeman, we have a bill before us, a CS. We have had it out for over 24 hours, having all of our offices look at it, the people of Alaska testify on it, and departments that are affected or corporations affected, partners that are affected, take a look and make sure we've got it right. Mr. Tangeman, is there? Can you speak to the CS before us? Have we done our job? Is there any concerns that remain from AGDC's perspective on the bill that's before us that we should know about before we start deliberations?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, this is Bruce Tangeman, Vice President of Finance and Administration for AGDC. The language in the version before you does allow AGDC to fully represent the state of Alaska in completing pre-FEED once the WPMB is approved or the work program and budget. So we believe the language does address the needs for us to continue.
Are there questions from committee members? Thank you for joining us online, Mr. Tangeman, as well as Mr. Richards and Mr. Krusen. If Mr. Fasky arrives, we will certainly ask him the same questions to make sure that we have found anything that we need to find inside of the legislation. Certainly not required, but I know in the audience we have a representative from TransCanada. If you would like to approach the microphone, I would welcome any feedback if we have the appropriate names listed or if there's any remaining concerns from TransCanada's perspective that we need to know about in the CS before us. For those that are listening on home, they're shaking their head no, and I am confident that that means that we have technically had a document that accurately describes the LLC and the transfer that we're about to engage in a conversation about. If I could invite OMB Director Pat Pitney to the microphone. Welcome to Senate Finance. Ms. Pitney, we're just trying to make sure that we've heard from the departments and given the administration opportunity to let us know if there's a remaining concern on the CS before we begin our debate. Ms. Pitney, we did not release the CS until just a few minutes ago. From my perspective, there were technical changes to make sure that the appropriate entities were included in our document. I know there was language update there, as well as in response to some of the concerns that we saw from the House of Representatives yesterday, that there is additional language in our bill that reflects some of those concerns. Ms. Pitney, is there any additional feedback that the committee should consider before we start debating the bill?
For the record, my name is Pat Pitney. I'm Director for Office of Management and Budget. Thank you for the opportunity. There were kind of two areas. One was in Section 2 with the addition of to assist Department of Natural Resources through consultation with Commissioner Myers. He feels like because of his role in representing the entire project that any work that law does on behalf of revenue and AGDC, he would view that as in assistance of the overall agreement and through, you know, that DNR is also responsible for. So we can manage through that one. But we do want to make it clear that, you know, these contracts would support Department of Law, Department of Revenue, Department of Natural Resources, AGDC, and then, for instance, if Transportation or Department of Labor and Workforce Development had any issues, those legal resources would be available to them as well. They'd all be centered around the project. DNR has, you know, a lead role in the project. Feels like that would, that still stays within the confines of that language. And regarding, you know, we had discussed the contingency language section, and we believe with the letters we have in hand from the producers, the contingency language can be worked with.
Thank you. Are there questions from OMB Director Pitney? Thank you, Ms. Pitney. I would just reiterate that it is my understanding with the insertion of to establish the legislative record, I would like to state that I concur that the goal of placing the Department of Natural Resources specifically in Section 2 for law is the legislature's attempt to protect the wellhead value and make sure that what we're doing is protecting wellhead value. And so we understand that DNR may authorize law work for other other areas of state government, and that the legislature, again, from the other body's perspective, that should be done consistent with SB 138 from and through the Department of Natural Resources. So I'm not sure if we need any other legislative history on that, but we understand that it will not just be spent on DNR. Is that adequate for, did I state that accurately?
Yes, Chair McKinnon, that was perfect.
Thank you, Ms. Pitney. Any further questions? Thank you for joining us. The remaining agency that I believe is affected by this particular legislation is the Department of Law. As I understand it, Dave Blaisdell is here. If you could come forward, we had hoped to speak with the Attorney General, but I understand that he's en route. Your name for the record.
I am Dave Blaisdell, the Admin Services Director for the Department of Law.
Thank you, Mr. Blaisdell. Welcome to Senate Finance. Mr. Blaisdell, I know that this working draft is fairly hot off the press for some. We understand that you've seen the language before. The House considered similar items yesterday. Is the Department of Law comfortable with the CS as the Senate Finance Committee has adopted?
Yes. We've reviewed it and had conversations both with other executive branch agencies, and we're comfortable with it.
Thank you very much. Are there questions from committee from the Department of Law regarding the request or the structural mechanism that is in SB 3001? Thank you, Mr. Blaisdell. If Mr. Fauske or the Attorney General arrives, I will deviate and will allow them an opportunity for the microphone if they have anything else to share. Before the committee is the Senate Bill for 3001, Finance as adopted. Committee members, your thoughts. Senator Dunleavy.
Just I'll need a few minutes just to look over the CS before I can really comment on it.
Brief ease. Senate Finance Committee is back on the record, November 2nd, 2015. Room 205, the Butrovich in Alaska State Capitol. And if we could invite the Attorney General to the microphone. Department of Law. Welcome to Senate Finance, and I hope that you had a nice weekend. Your legislative affairs person was in front of us a few minutes ago and said that the Department of Law was comfortable with the version that's before us. I just wanted to let you know his comments. I hope that accurately, committee, did that accurately reflect what we heard? Admin Services, thank you. General Richards, welcome to Senate Finance. We have Senate version I before the committee. There's been some what we call technical changes and then some modified language that we heard expressed as an interest from the other body yesterday. Have you had any time to review the bill? And what we're really trying to get on the record is that we've been trying to reach out to the administration and understand any concerns you might have and if there's anything that you want for additional consideration, but before we enter debate, we'd like to know it now. So is it technically and structurally acceptable to the Department of Law as it's presented to you today?
Madam Chairwoman, I obviously you just gave me your copy of the bill before I sat down here. I skimmed through it, and I, of course, read the prior version, and there's no problematic issues from my perspective. The only piece that I think Law was concerned about was the section that appropriated the money. Section 2, I just want to be clear that we are reading, and I read, as I think the plain language of the statute, of the law of language says, the phrase, and to provide legal and regulatory support for state participation in the Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Project. I read that phrase as meaning that those funds can be used for state agency support other than DNR.
General Richards, we had Pat Pitney, OMB director, in front of us, and yes, we did confirm that. I put onto the record that it is my understanding that under the structure of SB 138 and that particular portion of Alaska state law, the DNR has the responsibility to protect the wellhead, and that they would absolutely need support from other state agencies to do that, and that the money would feed through there as far as assisting DNR to do that, so other state agencies would be able to access that money.
But I don't think there's any issue, Senator.
Thank you. Any other questions for the Attorney General regarding the bill in front of us? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Fauske is en route to our committee room. Are there comments from committee members for the general public or to debate the actual bill before us? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I think as we look at this bill, which has obviously been polished since the last one that came through, I think it's a very good bill. I think we're going the right direction. And certainly as we look at the numbers, I think that the departments have done an excellent job in trying to go ahead and hone down to the bare minimum that they can get by with during this especially trying time. So I think it's a good work. I encourage us to go ahead and pass it out, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the session for it.
Comments from other committee members? Senator Machicki.
Madam Chair, just kind of a kudos to you, if I may, on helping lead us in an effort to, I liked Senator Olson's comment about polishing the bill. I think we've done that. I think this bill better clarifies and assigns roles and responsibilities in a more sort of precise way. DNR is allowed to sort of protect the wellhead value. I think we have still some outstanding issues to work on. I know AGDC will be working on third-party access and expansion agreements. I think Department of Law's role requires additional evaluation. I do appreciate TransCanada's agreement to second employees for a smooth transition. I think that's extremely important. But ultimately, what this does is it increases the value to the state while still completely eliminating any outstanding question about liability under AGIA. And I think ultimately this legislation has the potential to improve internal alignment, which I think we identified in this committee as somewhat lacking. But it only allows that to occur if that opportunity is taken seriously. And I still think a focused effort is in order. I'd like to see that happen going forward. And I know this committee is certainly open to assisting however possible. But thank you very much for your leadership on this piece of legislation.
Thank you. It's a team effort, as well as many members that are outside of this room that have provided feedback and comment. I would like to recognize a few more people that have joined us in the audience before, actually for most of the meeting. Representative Vasquez, Representative Kawasaki was in the audience prior to that. Is there any other elected officials that have joined us in the room? Senator Stevens, who has been here through almost all of our deliberations. Any other comments from committee members? First of all, SB 3001, the CS that's before us, is a request from the administration of the state of Alaska to buy out our partners, TransCanada. In that buyout, they presented an upside equity position that is possible by a little bit additional risk and cash call for the state of Alaska. And our analysts see it just a little bit more conservatively than Black & Veatch, the state's analysts. But again, it appears that there is upside as in home ownership. There is upside for us to put more money down for the people of Alaska. It also, as asserted, and I agree with, there is better alignment for voting in the state's interests, and it has been articulated where the state might see some decision in Alaska's future a little bit differently than TransCanada might see that voting decision. We are very interested as a state in having, as Senator Michicki just said, third-party access and the ability to expand our pipeline in the instance that additional resources are located somewhere along the transition route of almost 800 miles of pipe. Also in the plan, or in the bill before us, is a work plan. And part of that work plan has a little bit expanded scope that our partners have agreed to. Our administration has came forward and taking up the concept of a 42-inch pipe versus a 48-inch pipe and seeing if that would advantage Alaskans better both in the expansion conversation and in the activity around providing other opportunities for people to find gas in Alaska and put it in a pipe. So that additional plan is ready to be voted on December 4th by all of our partners. And if we advance this legislation for the people of Alaska, there would be four partners voting, as I understand it, versus five that currently exist. We would buy out TransCanada and then take our vote to the table in the form of Joe Dubler over at AGDC. At least that's my understanding, as was asserted to the committee. And that he would cast an affirmative vote on behalf of the project for the state of Alaska. There is conditions. The governor has had conditions on that particular portion. We have two producers that the governor has pointed to that have said that they are willing to commit gas, not necessarily a gas sales agreement, but commit gas to the project so that we would have a project to move forward. And he is in the process with his team actively to negotiate the terms of a withdrawal agreement, a little bit different than a gas sales agreement. But I am not technically there, so we'll wait for the administration to actually articulate what they're specifically looking for. In addition, there's a third component to this bill, and that is a supplemental request from three departments. That request has been moved downward. Some would say south. It's going in the right direction. The administration is asking for less, not more, so a little bit less than $13 million, of which $10,100,000 would go to the Department of Law to help with the contracts that the state of Alaska is saying that they need to establish to protect Alaska's interest in moving forward with the pipeline. The Department of Revenue said today and has said before that there is a lot of work going on in the Department of Revenue to make sure that audits are being completed in other areas of government beside the AK LNG project and that they need additional funds through a supplemental appropriation to accomplish that. The Department of Natural Resources has asserted, and I believe if we've cast a yes vote, that we believe that the wellhead value should be protected in DNR. And a vote on this particular proposal places that marketing engine over under DNR's control and that should there, I don't want to say why people vote yes or no, but at least that is the structure of this bill. That is the, what would happen if this bill passes. So with that, I would encourage members to consider carefully that we are in a spot that we haven't been before, that we have the potential of moving forward a work program that is that has other parties for every dollar that we invest spending $3. And so for that, it provides me some comfort. I will let the general public know that we are in receipt of many emails regarding this project. Several might be more accurate, but emails or phone calls from constituents that are concerned with Alaska taking an equity ownership interest in a project at all. Some are very supportive of TransCanada being bought out. Some are suggesting that they're the technical experts that should be in the room to negotiate expansion or third-party access on behalf of the people of Alaska. All our committee members are in receipt of those emails, and we understand that the discussion will continue both on the Senate floor, if we're successful here, as well as in the other body. We have been joined by Representative Reinbold. Thank you for joining us today. And with that, those conclude my comments. My team has worked hard, but Senate Finance did not do this alone. Our Resource Committee Chairman has, as well as many of the members that I identified earlier this morning, have been in this room for the same amount of hours and seat time that the Senate Finance Committee has done, and no one can move anything forward in a legislative body without the good support of staff, mine, my Chief of Staff, Laura Pierre, Aaron Schein, and Kristen Pratt, who have all been helping with endless hours like your staff in trying to accomplish this particular task in the most transparent way possible for the people of Alaska. House Finance staff Pete Eklund and Joan Brown have worked in concert with my staff to make sure that we understood what was happening over in the House, and so I want to do a shout out for those in the House of Representatives that are working hard on this issue too, as well as our press corps who's been trying to let Alaskans know what we're discussing and the controversies around some of those discussions. So with that, if there's no other comments, I'm ready to take a motion. But if I've said something that's not accurate, I look to my team to make sure that we set the record straight so that the people of Alaska have accurate information to base their comments on for us. If not, Co-Chairman Kelly.
Madam Chair, I would move CS for Senate Bill number 3001, Finance, Version I from committee, with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for Senate Bill 3001 moves from committee. Brief at ease. Senate Finance back on the record. Senator Machicki.
Oh, Madam Chair, I just wanted to sort of communicate to the public. Normally we review a fiscal note so that we can talk about the details of the sort of financial impacts to the state prior to moving a bill. And in this case, an appropriations bill just generally doesn't have a fiscal note. So if you're looking for that, just wanted to make sure folks understood why this is different.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Is there any other comments from committee members? With that, thank you for everyone who's been in attendance. We're adjourned.